Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
Welcome back to the Pflugerville Ocean. It's me, Atlas, and my sister, Xavier.
Things have been pretty crazy since we got the word-o-matic from Lucy Wow. The word-o-matic makes it so sea creatures can understand us and we can understand them. It's another amazing Lucy Wow invention. And it turns out the creatures of the Pflugerville Ocean need a lot more help than we realize.
They sure do. There's no telling what will happen today.
Here comes Betty the Whale, back from her search around the Pflugerville Ocean for creatures who might need help. Brace yourself, little brother. Betty could have found anything out there. Set Word-O-Matic for whales.
Setting Word-O-Matic.
Whales.
Hey there, Betty. You were gone a long time. Did you find any sea creatures who need our help?
Not exactly.
Free day! Let's go to Pflugerville for bananas on a stick.
Hold on a second. Not one sea creature needs our help?
I'm afraid it's a little bit worse than that.
Okay, now you're making me nervous.
It appears you've been flagged by the Pflugerville Ocean Safety Committee.
What?
The POSC. They make sure no one is doing anything without a permit, like going around helping sea creatures.
But we're helping sea creatures. We're safe.
Apparently, there's a rumor about mega turbo speeds in a slow fish zone. It's gone viral.
But otters took over our sub.
It wasn't our fault.
Be that as it may, you've been called before the Pflugerville Ocean Safety Committee. And I have to put this bright orange sticker of shame on the side of the mini-submarine until you pass inspection.
We've been flagged!
With a bright orange sticker of shame!
I have a little more bad news.
Aw, man! No way I'm getting a banana on a stick today! What's the other bad news?
The president of the Pflugerville Ocean Safety Committee is a crab. And she's crabby. Her name is Miss Noobler.
Miss Noobler the Crabby Crab? This does sound bad.
Don't worry, Xavier. We're only trying to help sea creatures. What could possibly go wrong? She's gonna love us.
If you say so.
Follow me. And don't make any sudden moves. You've got the orange sticker, so technically you're under arrest. Did I mention I moonlight as a bounty hunter? You're my first catch.
But we're your friends.
Don't try to make a run for it. I've deputized Bert the Snail as my second in command, and he's not as friendly as I am.
Bert the Snail to headquarters. Do you read me?
Reading you loud and clear, Bert.
The stakeout continues. No sign of the submarine.
He's still in training. Don't mind him. Okay, follow me to the Pflugerville Ocean Safety Committee hearing.
Should we make a run for it? We could move to Pflugerville. Maybe Lucy Wow would let us live in her barn.
We're only trying to help, Atlas. And if we run, we'll never get that giant orange sticker off Merv, our mini sub. We have to defend ourselves.
So, no bananas?
Not today. Follow that whale. I wonder if this crabby crab Miss Noobler is as tough as Betty says.
We're about to find out. Looks like the cove is right up ahead.
Proceed to the podium, whale of a tail sub.
Oh wow, look at all the sea creatures who showed up for this.
It's a packed house.
Better set the word-o-matic to cover just about every kind of sea creature. I hope it doesn't overheat.
Setting word-o-matic.
All underwater creatures.
Let this meeting of the Pflugerville Ocean Safety Committee come to order. I'm Miss Noobler.
That is one scary little crab.
Is there still time to make a run for it?
Today we have before us a tiny submarine responsible for untold mayhem in the Pflugerville Ocean.
Wait, what's happening?
Our deep water undercover investigation unit, headed by Wally the Sea Turtle, indicates that this submarine is called Merv. And its co-captains are Xavier and Atlas. Do I have this information correct? This is the part where you speak. You, in the sub.
Oh, sorry. Yes, our sub is called Merv. Atlas and I are its co-captains. Also, I'd like to...
The co-captain is out of order.
I am?
Just answer the questions, Miss Co-Captain Xavier. Now, let us begin.
This is going great so far.
I have before me a report detailing a snail that went missing for approximately 12 hours.
That would be Bert. He was stuck to the side of Betty's head the whole time.
He was also sleeping.
Correct. And Bert's sleepy time earmuffs have gone missing. Isn't that right, Bert?
Still no sign of the submarine, but I will find them. The stakeout continues.
Exactly.
This is so confusing.
Oh, wait a second. We did remove Bert's sleepy time earmuffs so he could hear Betty. I have them right here.
So you admit it. You took Bert's sleepy time earmuffs. Moving on.
Miss Noobler really has it out for us.
I know, right?
Now, about this lumber heist.
Lumber heist?
According to our reports, a pile of wood was taken from the sunken ship and used to build a barn so you could hold a barn dance without a dance permit.
We were helping Sally Seahorse save Seahorse Town.
A likely story. You wanted to throw a party, so you built a barn.
Why would we build a barn to throw a party?
Moving on.
Bert here, reporting from the stakeout. I found my sleepy time mask.
Isn't it true you've been speeding through areas designated for slow going in the Pflugerville Ocean?
Uh-oh.
We have reports of not only turbo speeds in the slow swimming zone, but mega turbo.
Yeah, about that.
Mega turbo in a slow swimming zone is grounds for impounding your vehicle.
What does that mean?
It means they could take Merv the tiny sub from us. We might lose our submarine.
And now it is time for my daily spa treatment. 5 minute break, everyone.
Why did we ever let those otters into the submarine? I don't see how this could get any worse. We have to figure out a way to turn the tide. You take a quick break while Xavier and I try to figure out a plan. See you in just a couple of minutes.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Pflugerville Ocean Safety Committee is now back in session, and I have reached my verdict.
But we haven't been able to defend ourselves.
I don't even know what that means. The Pflugerville Ocean Safety Committee will now impound your tiny submarine. Hand over the keys.
If I may, I'd like to present new information to the committee.
Betty the Whale, since you are the lead investigator on the case, I'll allow it.
What's an investigator?
Please proceed, but make it snappy.
Okay, let's see.
Ask Bert about how we tried to find him.
Oh, right. Bert, do you read me?
Bert here. Still on the stakeout. I'm going to need some snacks if this goes on much longer.
Bert, my best good buddy, can you please tell me again about how Xavier and Atlas tried to find you the other day? I thought you were lost.
As I recall, I slept through the whole thing. But from what you told me, Xavier and Atlas spent 12 hours searching the entire Pflugerville Ocean looking for me. I was stuck to the side of your head the whole time. It was very nice of them to help you find me. And then I lost my earmuffs. But I found them just now.
So you have no problem with Xavier and Atlas?
No way! They tried to help you, and you're my best friend.
So you see, Miss Noobler, Atlas and Xavier did a good deed for me.
I reluctantly remove this item from the list of complaints. Carry on.
Sally the Seahorse, are you out there in the audience?
I sure am, and I'm spittin' mad.
Why are you spittin' mad, Sally?
Because Atlas and Xavier didn't do anything wrong. In fact, they saved Seahorse Town. Without them, I'd be rebuilding the whole darn thing again. And furthermore, I have a barn dance permit right here.
Well, this is embarrassing. I forgot Sheriff Sally is the one who doles out the music permits. Oh, no. Is this going to affect my crab dance party tonight? Please say no.
So you see, Miss Noobler, without Xavier and Atlas, Seahorse Town would have been destroyed by an underwater storm. They saved the day.
I reluctantly remove this item from the list of complaints. But that still leaves the turbo speeding.
I call two otters to the stand.
This is not a court of law, Betty. We are just a committee.
Isn't it true that you, Otter and Otter, hijacked the Whale of a Tail submarine and went on a joyride through the Pflugerville Ocean?
Turbo!
Mega turbo!
I'll take that as a yes.
Can we drive the submarine again?
Yeah, get me behind the wheel. I can do it.
Well, this is awkward.
They took over our submarine and drove like maniacs.
We tried to stop them.
Everyone knows you can't stop an otter loose in a submarine.
We've learned our lesson, Miss Noobler. We will never let an otter in our submarine again.
We demand to drive the submarine.
Mega turbo.
Well, it appears we've come to a stunning reversal, folks. All charges dropped. And about that crab dance party?
You can have your dance party permit on one condition.
Name it!
Atlas and Xavier will be given the rare designation of...
No way.
Protectors of the Sea.
Under the circumstances, and given the fact that I've just learned a new dance move I'm excited to share, I hereby designate Xavier and Atlas Protectors of the Sea. Remove the orange sticker of shame.
Protectors of the Sea? That seems good, right?
It means you can keep helping sea creatures. You're official now. Removing orange sticker of shame.
Let's dance!
Thank you for helping us, Betty. We couldn't have done it without you.
You're welcome. And now we can keep helping sea creatures. I happen to know about an octopus who really needs our help.
Let's drive the submarine!
Mega turbo!
Do not let those otters in here! Lock the hatch!
Locking hatch.
Well, Atlas, that was an unusual day.
You said it, Xavier. But now we've got the seal of approval. We can help all the sea creatures we want to.
It's pretty cool.
And hey, listeners, if you're looking for more hilarious and fun adventures, search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. I'm listening to Bobby Wonder right now, and it's so fun.
I'm listening to Sam Archer, third grade detective. She's the best.
Have fun out there. We'll see you next time in the Pflugerville Ocean.
Go Kid Go!
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the time. Here comes the